In the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Saint Mary fasting started last Friday, and would love to express my feeling towards each one and see God for blessing to all the families, to every person. And I ask the Lord to bless our families and our children and give us the peace and the safety everywhere we go. Today, Saint Peter the Apostle, in his first epistle, is teaching us what we should do to have a happy life, a blessed life. Because people are different. Different in the way they think, different in the way they do the things, different in different ways and means. Some, they take their life seriously and they think about the eternal life seriously. Some, they don't care much. Some, the life for them is so precious. They want to have wonderful life, blessed life, full of peace and security and love. Some, they waste their lives and they don't care much about it. And as we say, time flies. So Saint Peter is teaching us today how to have wonderful life, full of peace, full of love, full of security. He said today in his epistles, he who would have life, see good days. He who would love life and see good days, what he should do? He who would love life and see good days. Love the life in Christ and have good days. Does that mean we are going to see sad days, bad days? Yes, in our life we are going to see and face good days and bad days. Some days we are happy, some other days we are sad. But who makes us in full happiness always, even if we face some temptation, some troubles? What will enable us to be happy all the time, satisfied all the time, and have the peace and the love always? Love and be loved. Saint Peter addressed two, three things today in the abyss what we heard. Number one, he talked about the tongue. He said, you must refrain your tongue. You must refrain your tongue. Because from the tongue we should always bless. Always bless, bless. How many times we cause troubles to somebody else, hurted his feeling or her feeling by our own tongue? How many times we cause sadness to the others by our own tongues? The tongue, what should bless always, should not curse or hurt somebody. So to have a blessed life, to enjoy the life, and to see good days in your life, don't hurt anybody. Don't hurt anybody by your own tongue. by a word. It may trouble his soul. Let him be down, let him feel down. Encourage the others by your sweet words through your tongue. His lips, he said, let him refrain his tongue from evil. فَلْيُكَفْكِفْ لِسَانُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ. And his lips from speaking deceit. In other words, tongue should be for blessing. Your tongue and my tongue should be always for the blessing, to comfort and to bless the others. And also not to deceit anybody, to be honest. Because every one of us, without exception, need help, need support, need encouragement. The more you encourage and bless, the more God is going to encourage you and bless you and let you have good days and enjoy your life. Enjoy every moment. Why we feel sad? Why we are down? Because we are not helping the others. We are not blessing the others. Why you feel that we are not blessed and God is not blessing us? Because we don't bless the others. But the more we bless, the more we help, the more we support, God will support us. So we should watch our tongues always. What we say, what we tell the others. Try to think before you speak. A word is useless, is going to harm, you should not say it. So at least you feel that you are not hurting somebody and you're doing the good things, the right things. So Saint Peter is telling us, the mouth, so the tongue and the lips are so important, because by your own words, by your own tongue will be judged. Secondly, he is saying not to stop saying bad things, bad words, not to harm or to hurt by your own tongue and your own lips, but seek also the peace. Seek the peace. Be a peacemaker among the people. When you are a peacemaker, you will be called the Son of God. So how many just avoid making peace? You say, no, I don't want to be in trouble. Just let me alone. I don't want to interfere or do anything. Just let me alone. God will judge you. If you know how to do good things and in the world, God will judge you for that. And we call the sons of God peacemakers. Anybody, you feel that he's in trouble, go help him. Bless him. Anybody feel he is in a bad need for anything, go and support him and offer that need and be with him. And we need one another, we need each other. We need each other. So don't hide yourself from doing the good things. Otherwise, you are not going to enjoy the life or have that wonderful life. If you live in a palace by yourself and not sharing the blessing with others, you wouldn't gain anything. You feel that you are lonely. If you live in a palace and not sharing the others, not caring about the others, you are not going to enjoy the life. And if you live in a shack and over love and the care and respect to the others, you feel that you have everything. Life for the others is so important. The others will help you to inherit the kingdom of heaven. The others will help you to inherit the kingdom of heaven. How? If you love them, if you serve them, if you support them, if you care about them, all this blessing you're going to gain and get and will help you to inherit the kingdom of heaven. So good deeds good deeds with everybody. Controlling ourselves is must. Does that mean when I control myself and seek the peace and help others, is my life will be easy? Am I going to be troubles free, not having any problems or troubles? No. We will see that there is sufferings for doing the good things. There is sufferings for doing the good things. Today in the gospel, when we heard the man who planted a vineyard and gave it to the vine dressers and said, send the four servants. Send four servants to take from the fruits of the vineyard. They tortured them, they injured them, they rejected them. God wanna give the blessing. God wanna have the blessings also and the fruits from us, but we rejected that. Why? Because we are not wise. We're not thinking about that the life is not forever. The fourth servant was related to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom injured him, crucified him, where they are right now. Everyone, everybody injured or tortured a saint, where he is and where is the saint. Big difference between the people. So we should always put that in our mind. We're living for God. Here on earth, we are for God. Living here on earth for God. Have that wonderful life. Enjoy every day. Enjoy your life through Christ. Avoid evil things. Control yourself. Control your mouth. And seek the peace. Suffering will come, but God will help us. Everybody has the sufferings, but God will help us, will bless us, will support us. If somebody has no sufferings, it means he's in a different valley. He has no feeling. He's not normal person. But a normal believer will face always some troubles from here to there, from time to time. It is a normal. God himself suffered. But God will bless and support. Enjoy your life. Have a plan for yourself. Have a way to go through. Number one, I wouldn't hurt anybody. I wouldn't have any enemy. I want to have peace with everyone. So God himself can come and bless me. Because also in the same epistle, St. Peter said, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. You do good, God is with you. You do evil, God is against you. If somebody, God is against him, God forbid, where he can go? But if God is supporting you and his eyes, watching you, protecting you, and his ear hears each prayer, your prayer, and fulfill your prayer, what else you need? Blessing is there, but seek the blessing through the right way, the right channel. God is there waiting for you. So come to him through the right way, right channel, and the good deeds. And help one another. Help one another. The more you help one another and they encourage one another, your life will be easy. Your life will be full of love and peace and security also. I ask the Lord to bless all of us and to ease our lives. Let us enjoy every moment in our life through Christ. Life without Christ is useless, is miserable. Life without God is miserable life. So seek God always. Seek His wisdom, seek His blessing. And the more God blesses you, you should bless the others and help him and encourage him. We ask the Lord to bless all of us, and the glory to the Holy Trinity now and forever. Amen.